Hello, and welcome to Peak Perspective, the podcast series that examines key challenges relating to insurance and risk that face the aerospace industry. I'm Marcel Chad, president of Peak Risk Partners. These podcasts provide a deeper insight into the topics that are relevant to our sector, including claims, analytics, ESG, and the power of partnerships.
In this episode, we're exploring issues involving claims handling. I'm Jennifer Russell, Global Head of Claims at Peak Risk Partners. I have more than 20 years' experience as a U.S. lawyer handling aviation product liability matters. Joining me are Neil Gittas, who leads our UK claims team.
Thank you for having me.
And Sylvain Devouge from Peak's Paris office.
Thank you, Eugene.
Welcome to you both, and thank you for being here. Let's start with the first question. What do you believe keeps risk managers awake at night? Neil?
For me, I think that many risk managers are going to be concerned that they have the right processes and teams in place when it comes to handling major incidents. I think for most clients, these processes are never going to be stress tested. You know, fortunately, that's the case. But that does then leave them in a position where they struggle to have confidence in the teams and the processes they have in place. You know, it's hard to trust a product that you've never actually had to use. So I think, you know, part of our job is to hold their hand, is to make sure they know that these processes are there, they're robust, they're ready to come into place as soon as a major incident does occur.
You make a good point where when a claim happens, it's truly the first time that the policy itself is tested. Will it respond the way that it's designed to? I think that risk managers do have concerns that, you know, they've purchased a policy. Will it respond when the claim happens? In addition, certainly, to your point on the processes and the teams associated with each claim.
I totally agree, Jen and Neil. I think that what first comes in my mind on the major concern of risk manager in the aviation industry, it's to face a major catastrophe, an aircraft accident involving loss of life, injuries, and massive damages. Aviation insurance is here to provide a response and to provide coverage for such large exposure. So this is clearly the original design of an aviation insurance policy, and the markets are providing, allocating capacity to cover such large exposure. So now, aviation risk managers are facing a very challenging environment. They are still suffering from this pandemic crisis, and they are facing new situation, new risks. Especially new kind of losses like loss of use, business interruption kind of losses. And clearly, this is a new environment both for insureds and for the insurance market. And claim will be the true test of the application of the coverage or not. So when facing new situation, it's very important to have a clear wording. Clear conditions, clear terms and limitations. So both parties, the insured and the insurers, know in advance of a claim what will happen in case of an occurrence of a claim. So this is a key element.
Sylvain, you make a great point there. You know, in the aviation industry, the risks are constantly changing. There's new technology, there's new research, there's new development. You know, the way that the policy responds to the new risks that are evolving daily with our clients is one of the most important elements.
It's confidence. It's a lack of surprises. You know, it's a fair point that nobody considered some of the circumstances we've been going through recently when policies were constructed. So again, it's our job to sort of walk our clients through that and make sure we understand fully how our policies is going to respond, how it's going to work for our client, and sort of relay that information through to them.
You make a great point on the fact that we don't want our clients to have a claim and then be faced with a surprise, either on the coverage side or certainly on the contractual risk management side. Sylvain, do you want to address that?
Jen, yeah, there should be no surprise or misunderstanding on the, you know, the contractual terms and conditions, which ultimately will govern who is responsible for what. That should be fully understood at the beginning of the contractual relationship. And the terms and conditions should be clear, and the parties should execute the agreement with full knowledge and understanding on who is responsible for what and for which limit.
Completely agreed. Neil, let's turn to what the most important aspect of claims handling is.
I mean, for me, it's got to be a robust collection and settlement process. I think you hear these days a lot of mention of advocacy and the strength of advocacy, and certainly that is important, but it's no good achieving a brilliant result for your client and then taking 6 months to collect their monies and sort of, you know, finalise the claim. And I think that the longer that process takes, it negates a lot of what was done at the front end. So for me, it's just trying to expedite that settlement process as much as possible to deliver consistent results to your client.
Neil, what do you think the best way to improve the timeline for collections is?
From what I'm seeing, a lot of our competitors are now offshoring that process. You lose a lot of control, you lose a lot of oversight. So in terms of what I would always want to bring to that practice is to bring it in-house. You have full control. Again, you have full oversight, and you can really manage all aspects of the collection process and just try and speed it up as much as possible.
Neil, what claims trends have you seen?
There's a real focus on attritionals now. I think claims that we were previously seeing just sitting on border rows and sort of running their natural course are now being accelerated. There's a lot more pressure on the broker to have an active hand in these claims. I mean, it's a fair point to say, you know, going back a few years, a lot of these claims have just been passed over to our adjusters, to our lawyers to deal with. We're now having to demonstrate that we have a, you know, an active hand in these claims. They're not hands off anymore. We need to demonstrate that we are adding value during the claims process, even for claims that people wouldn't consider to be big ticket items.
So from a US perspective, as far as active litigation is concerned, you know, we've seen almost a slowdown in some of the claim activity, given the fact that most of the U.S. courts are still either on a hybrid model or fully virtual and haven't held trials. Some settlement conferences certainly have taken place, but it's resulted in, you know, a slower pace as far as the active litigation is concerned. Sylvain, what are you seeing in Europe?
Jen, yes, there is a continuous theme across Europe and more specifically in Latin culture countries like France, like Italy, like Spain. It's for, in case of a major accident involving loss of lives and injuries, there will be a criminalization of the proceedings systematically. So it's a key consideration to take into account when facing such high-profile claims. And risk manager and internal organization of companies needs to adapt a proper strategy to face such a losses and such a claims in Europe.
Thank you, Sylvain. Wrapping up and looking forward, Sylvain, what is your outlook for 2022?
Jen, I expect air traffic to increase and be able to travel also on a personal and on a business level. So yeah, looking forward for 2022.
Well, definitely it'll be great to be back in the air again.
Yeah, completely agree. You know, we have clients all over the world, and it would be very nice to go and see a few faces and shake a few hands finally.
Thank you very much to Neil Gittas and Sylvain Devouge. I'm Jennifer Russell.
Thanks for listening to Peak Perspective, the podcast that examines the biggest challenges facing the aerospace industry relating to insurance and risk. We hope you found this interesting and relevant. And if you want to join the conversation, please do get in touch with one of the team. You can also follow us on social media.